Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, organic funerals, pass the jelly, and eating cheese.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we got to move forward here with something. We've just started featuring this. This show has many faults, and we certainly fail to mention many things, and that's where this new segment comes in, featuring Jeff Oskey from our staff. There he is on the big screen. Oh, suspenders. That's nice.
Very nice. Yes, sir.
Jeff looks like a hillman who has been...
A hillman.
What the hell?
What is a hillman?
A hill
All
people.
All right, it's time.
Time now for...
Let me go.
Failed to mention news.
With me, Jeff Oskey.
On the Bob and Tom Show.
That's right.
Here's Jeff Oskey.
Okay, good.
What I do here is sometimes we give you the news story, but we don't give you the entire news story. So what I'm here to do is fill in our listeners with the news that you all failed to mention.
Okay.
What you failed to mention news, Jeff Oskey.
Set up. A little redundant.
Scientists claim a new style of drinking straw is the instant cure for hiccups. What you failed to mention... Scientists also claim an old style of wine cork is the instant cure for the farts. A body found floating in a Japanese harbor turned out to be a sex doll. What you failed to mention, technically anybody found floating in a harbor can be a sex doll.
The media.
40 cows recently escaped from an LA slaughterhouse. What you failed to mention, after sitting on the 405 for a couple hours, they decided to go back. The beer company Coors is offering a new alcoholic hard seltzer ice cream. What you failed to mention, it won't be long before cops hear only two scoops, Ossifer, when asking motorists how much they've had to drink tonight.
Yeah.
In Thailand, an elephant broke through a woman's kitchen wall. What you failed to mention, he was just looking for some Kool-Aid.
Yeah!
An anonymous diner in New Hampshire left a waitress a $16,000 tip. What you failed to mention, how big her breasts were. There's a pizzeria in Ohio offering a new cicada pizza. What you failed to mention, sounds to me like they're just trying to hide a bug issue.
Roaches, cicadas. Cicada thing over.
Yeah.
Over.
All right.
How about that Jimmy Kirby? What?
Researchers are saying that animals may laugh, but they don't actually know for sure. What you failed to mention, maybe they should have picked a show other than Two Broke Girls to use for their experiment.
Hi-oh!
What you failed to mention news, Jeff Oskey.
A company is now offering human composting for dead loved ones. They take the deceased and compost them over the next few months before returning the new composted soil to the family. What you failed to mention, The tomatoes Dad grew this year were way better than any tomatoes he grew while he was alive. There we go. Fire damaged a water slide in New Jersey. What you failed to mention, I'm going to have to assume all the bronzer and tanner left on the slide led to a self-combustion situation.
Oh.
The only thing worse than a water slide on fire is seeing a boat on fire. Oh, isn't that depressing? Just sitting there surrounded by the thing it needs to be saved. They can't get it the 4 feet into your flaming boat. It couldn't be any closer, yet at the same time, further away. It's kind of like a metaphor for when you have a crush on your cousin. A Disney visitor on the Living with the Land ride jumped out of the boat and stole a cucumber. What you failed to mention, I bet you $100 this hillbilly takes cucumbers off of her salad every time. Just sets them in a dirty ashtray on the table.
And what you failed to mention news, Jeff Oskey.
Finally, the Tiger King is coming out with his own line of weed. What you failed to mention, Tiger King marijuana is a gateway drug. You go from smoking Mary Jane to smoking your buddy Kevin.
Here we go.
And
what you failed to mention,
I'm Jeff Oskey, and I'm out of here.
All right.
Kevin.
Buddy Kevin.
Well, thank you very much. I have more information about that human composting
thing.
That, too. This is, we talked about this once before. It is just bizarre.
Yeah, this is in Oregon. Yeah. According to KOIN-TV.
News with a vision of what news should be.
Wait a minute.
KOIN-TV.
KOIN-TV. Shouldn't it be news for a change or something?
Yes, of course.
News for a change.
Heads or tails, either way.
That's right.
News.
That Governor, needs work.
Governor Kate Brown signed House Bill 2574 that legalizes a process called natural organic reduction. The law also and clarifies rules surrounding alkaline hydrolysis, known as aqua cremation. Representative Pam Marsh said the state plans to have its rules in place for natural organic reduction facilities by 2022. The law goes into effect July 1st of 2022. According to Vice's motherboard, natural organic reduction breaks down the body into soil, has a small environmental footprint, recompose the country's first human composting funeral home, works by placing a corpse in a cylinder with organic materials like wood chips, plants, and straw. The cylinder is then heated and turned repeatedly for several weeks with a hook until it's broken down into a nutrient-rich soil that can be delivered back to the family or used for planting.
So it's essentially a rotisserie oven. Right.
Well,
underwater, kind of like filled with water.
That's certainly
and
a
all this
way
material. Yeah.
So it's like a rotisserie combined with a sous vide, kind of.
Yeah.
Sure.
But wouldn't natural reduction just be burying it in the ground rather than heating it up with straw and I don't know.
No, that all makes sense to me. This is something I would really consider doing. Being put back into the earth.
But why not just be put back into the earth instead of having this process that seems to me to be very unnatural?
Because it's ready to plant. It's ready to feed the... Yeah. You're just going to put a body?
You're going to bury your body in your backyard? No.
Yeah, buy some casket. It just rots away. This is easier.
It's not. The easiest thing would be to stick you in a pine box and bury you like they used to do.
I'm kind of fine with that, too. But
this thing, they put you into some giant metal... a container, and then they throw in straw and
wood chips and plants, and it's just like having a composting pile
exactly.
in your backyard.
Yeah, they'll get you there compost quicker. Yesterday's pizza, and all of a sudden you're just.
Do you still smell bad? Because mulch usually smells bad.
Oh, I would imagine.
I would think.
Put add perfume to it.
It has to smell. Yeah,
Grandpa.
I don't know.
This looks like a place for a stick up.
I don't know. It seems kind of unnatural to me.
It seems like it's very natural.
It's the most natural thing in the world. I would think.
The idea is that you break it down immediately. Yeah, look, we're running out of room for bodies.
I was going to say the funeral home people aren't happy, but everybody else, it's
there's going to have to be a place where they take the body, and it's, would you say, it sits there rotating in this rotisserie thing for 3 months?
Yeah, but then after that, it goes back to soil, so you don't need a tombstone.
It takes less than a body would take to degrade in the soil.
At the risk of continuing this topic, why haven't they started burying people vertically?
Some places have, haven't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like slide them into, you know.
Well, they could stack them.
Like 4x4.
They stack also.
And the mausoleums.
They were doing that in Brazil when they were dropping like flies with COVID. They didn't have enough room.
Yeah, they also stack in some cemeteries.
Well, I said at the risk of continuing this conversation.
Okay, why don't we get right to Soylent Green and call it a day?
Oh, you want to start eating us?
Eating the old?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, well, it's disgusting.
More grandmother?
Let's just move
forward. I think it's disgusting. I think it's interesting.
I just don't see how this is any more. This seems to me to be less natural than anything.
Because it goes back to nature.
We're not going
to
do this
soil.
To you, by the way. We're not going to, without your permission, do this to you.
Don't worry. This isn't going to happen.
Throw some weed or something. Don't worry about it.
You have your dad's ashes. Bowl. No, he's currently at the rotisserie place. He's got another 3 months before he's turned into mulch.
Do you want to be put in a mausoleum? What do you want to do? You want to be
I don't like that idea either. That's like a file cabinet.
They lose you.
And didn't Hefner buy the one on top of Marilyn
Monroe,
and then he's buried face down. That's just creepy,
hilarious.
I think that's a rumor. I don't think they did that.
I think he bought the one on top.
I think he did, but I don't think they buried him.
And
face
he buried him 69.
Oh yeah,
there you go.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
All right, let's get back to the news desk with Christy Lee. And you don't have a song about this, do you, Pat?
No, I do not.
I will remind you that Josh tonight, I'm very excited about this, tonight Josh is going to be in Lexington's Comedy Off-Broadway. Should be very exciting.
Yes. Thank you.
I don't know why Chick's doing the one clap thing. I'll also remind you that Donnie Baker is out and about Saturday night in Somerset, Kentucky. As we continue our Commonwealth of Kentucky tribute, Donnie's in Somerset, Kentucky, and what's really cool about this show is he has a great Elvis impersonator that's opening for him. So technically, I figured this out. This is going to be the King of Rock versus the King of Pork. And then Greg Warren is in Louisville.
Right.
At the Caravan, so you can't go wrong. KY,
yeah.
Okay. Well, of course you can't go wrong with KY.
Yeah, sometimes you have to have a little KY.
You can
keep things.
Christy, I'm speaking not as somebody who works on the show, but as a fan. You're too filthy. I mean, you are just the stuff you say. It's embarrassing.
Only one of us.
Disgusting.
Every time you open your mouth, the filth.
Christy, would you find it off-putting if you were a guy and you met some woman and then you went back to her place and in her nightstand she had like this gigantic jar of KY.
I'm not a guy.
I'm just asking you to put yourself. Josh,
doesn't bother me at all.
No, you'd I don't
be
think
okay
it would,
with
no.
that.
Look, it's hard to look. Whatever it takes, ladies.
Yeah,
there's
some women who have problems in
right.
that area.
Yep, fine with
so
me.
So they have to have.
I'm just
that.
Saying.
You're saying quantity of men who are coming over.
Yeah. In other words, there's. Not just like a toothpaste size tube, but just some embarrassing.
Maybe she got it at a warehouse.
Some embarrassing
box
Costco sale where enough lube for a lifetime.
Do they sell it like a pump?
Probably.
Yeah, the kind of lube that Fleet Week Mac would have week
God.
In
He's
the bus station.
Quadrupled now.
Here we go. We're T-minus 10
told him
seconds.
That.
Never tell me not to do that joke.
I have that same disease. Yeah. Somebody tells me not to.
Here it comes again.
Yeah.
See, the joke is a fleet. You know what Fleet Week is, right?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't understand any of what you're talking about.
Well, like, just let's say you're working at a naval port and it's Fleet Week.
Yeah, that happens every day.
No, imagine.
Let's say you're down Roanoke, Virginia. You're okay. Walking.
Look, even though you're not getting paid, you're working. All right.
let's just say you're in New York City and it's Fleet Week.
Yes.
There's lots of sailors on the street. See, Fleet Week Mac is a.
You really jet do. You have takes. No idea what year it is.
No.
No idea.
Do they still have a Fleet Week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Christy, there was an episode of Sex and the City that featured
Fleet Week. Oh, is that where you saw it?
No, I've been in New York during Fleet Week.
Okay.
And boy, are your arms tired.
Thank God I took a bus back.
Not my arms, my ass. Oh, okay? Wow. You happy now?
Yeah. That was a progressive joke.
Yeah, it was.
4 billion semen can't be wrong.
That's about right.
Man.
It's unbelievable. Where was I?
I don't know, but we're going to come back and try to get this show back on.
I wouldn't be so sure.
All right.
Well, my favorite story of the day, which everybody else hates, is the English experiment involving Tinder.
I don't hate it. I love it.
I think
I'm
it's
very
super interesting.
It.
Real dumb. Couldn't be more superficial.
yeah, right, it is superficial.
No, that's the nature of something like Tinder.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're right. To complain that Tinder is superficial.
Yeah. I mean, you're judging people just on a look.
The experiment involved, and it was
judge them on their car. That's what you need to judge them on. Yeah.
They're not suggesting that you should judge people on their car. And
well,
I love this coming from the person who has the fanciest car in the room.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
You've got the fanciest
car. That isn't my car. That's her car.
Love driving her car.
Yeah, and she paid for it, right?
Just like the luggage sets that the kids have, your luggage sets.
Yeah.
We have Christy Lee once again at the news desk. But Christy, I want to play you just a little bit of something.
Okay.
And we were talking about this earlier, and of course I forget why, but here's what you were talking about. I think you referenced this, Josh.
Please pass the all fruit.
Pass the Polaner all fruit.
Would you please pass the jelly?
Polaner all fruit is real fruit, sweetened only with fruit juice. You'll call it delicious. You'll call it remarkable. But please, don't dare call it jelly. Polaner all fruit, now, the spreadable fruit.
You were saying that...
I think they missed the boat there. They should have stopped the music when he said jelly.
Yeah, they do. There's kind of a... then the music comes back. Yeah. Okay.
Please pass the all fruit.
Pass the Polaner all fruit.
Would you please pass the jelly?
Polaner all fruit.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe just slice
just a little bit. Yeah.
Somebody faints.
But you were saying this in reference to.
Bob
Welch.
We were talking about Bob Welch, and Billy said, it's a shame or whatever that he wasn't a part of Fleetwood Mac the whole time. And I said, well, you had that jelly money to fall back on.
Right. Sure.
Okay. But here's a little bit of what it would be like if he were part of this.
Would you please pass
the jelly? Now, Bob Welch was in a version of Fleetwood Mac prior to the arrival of Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham.
Correct.
And for my money, some great music. Hypnotized the many other great songs. Fleetwood Mac has a great history. Famous version, of course, is Stevie and Lindsey, etc.
Right.
Okay. All right. Now we can hand it back to Christy Lee. SD News Desk. Christy, what have you got over there?
Think better, eat cheese, drink wine. You heard me. Researchers at Iowa State University have found that eating cheese might help reduce memory loss as we age. According to the university, a large-scale analysis investigated specific foods as they related to later-in-life cognitive function.
This is super interesting.
They found cheese was shown to be, by far, the most protective food against age-related cognitive problems.
No kidding.
Even late into life.
Is that a good fat for your brain or something?
Good fat.
Yeah. They're talking about losing memory and having issues with that kind of thing. Cheese and wine.
Daily consumption of alcohol, particularly red wine, related to improvements in cognitive function as well.
Right, but
smartest man alive.
Findings were published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. Yeah, it's like one glass, maybe 5 ounces of wine.
And quite honestly, you can get the same, from what I understand, from grapes. Yeah. It's not necessarily the alcohol part.
The Versatrol in there,
Does it mention constipation in this?
It does not.
Okay.
You eat a lot of cheese, you get plugged up there?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that can happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
You've never found it that way?
Thank you.
Honestly, I know you'll be shocked by this. I haven't really sat down and eaten a lot of cheese in one sitting.
Yeah, me either.
Was
it
too difficult to take the Kraft singles and get all that plastic off?
So that he
thinks a lot of work.
That the plastic
that's like
can
a piece of shrimp
from getting to the cheese.
Right, right.
You know, they had Ace
right.
Was telling me they've got that stuff you squirt directly into your mouth. What's that called?
I don't care cheese. For easy cheese. Yeah,
easy cheese.
No, it's squirt cheese. Look on the can.
I bought some for the first time in my life.
Oh, you found it?
For the dogs?
For the dogs.
I knew it.
Oh, it's the best.
When we I had the most adorable time. Yes. I went to the grocery store. I got some cheese and squeeze can. It was unbelievable. It was so darling.
I had to ask where to find it.
Of course.
We made a short lunch. Yes,
excuse me, where's the poor aisle?
Yeah. Excuse me, where was the white trash?
It was right here where I was going.
Please pass the all fruit.
Yeah.
Yes, I have the all fruit. Where do you get this squishy, squeezy cheese?
You gotta try to find Velveeta in the store sometimes. Mm.
That's sometimes it's not where you think it'd be.
It's not where you think it would be. It's.
Didn't you date a girl named Velveeta, Josh?
I did, yeah. Uh-huh. Boy, did she. Dude, you got this.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.